Open Mic. Mirror, Mirror by Janelle Battle. Sisters under the skin, we meet in the mirror. Our image is superimposed for one split second. Ready or not, I peer into your soul and dive deep, splash landing in a pool of pain, as salty and familiar as the tears on my cheek. Your eyes don't like what I see. You don't want to be me. So you curse and smash the mirror, which gets you what? A bit of blood? A handful of glass splinters? Another source of pain.
Tyrone. Janelle is working it. Seems like her pieces are getting tighter. Actually, I think everybody's getting better. Practice makes perfect, I guess, and we be getting plenty of practice these days. Mr. Ward had to switch open mic from once a month to once a week because so many people be wanting to read their work. I believe there's more to this thing than Mr. Ward planned on, but he's cool. He keeps rolling with it.
Tanisha Scott. If Tyrone calls me Caramel Cutie one more time, I'll scream. I turn to cut my eyes at him and find Judy Ann staring at me again. Even after I turn away, I can feel her eyes stroking the back of my head. I'm so sick of people making a big deal over my good hair. I caught her pawing my hair just last week. I reached back and grabbed a finger before she had a chance to pull away. I spun around, more aggravated than angry, and said, "Look, it's just hair. It's not magic, so don't go rubbing it for good luck. Trust me, it hasn't brought me any." Renard stifled a laugh. You never know when that boy is paying attention. Of course, Judy Ann made out like she didn't know what I was talking about, swearing up and down she hadn't touched a single hair on my head. But I'd seen that hungry look in her eyes, like I had something she wanted. It was the same look my cousin Faith always gives me just before she says, "I sure wish I had good hair like yours," or, "I wish I was light like you," followed by, "Them boys would like me better." Which isn't true if you ask me, but try telling that to my cousin. Or to Judy Ann. If she doesn't quit bugging me, I'm gonna ask Mr. Ward to change my seat. She's why I chopped all my hair off last year. Well, people like her. My mother freaked when she saw me. My bangs were cut straight across my brow and the sides were sort of squared at the neck. I looked like a clown minus the red nose. It was the best I could do on my own. And it looked better than that time I washed it in detergent to kink it up so I could have an afro like my cousins. Anyway, Mom hated it so much, she finally forked over money for a visit to a hair salon to have it cut professionally. Served her right. I'd begged her to let me cut it off before. "But your hair is so beautiful," she'd say. "Why would you want to cut it?" My mind flashed to the school cafeteria that afternoon. I'd walked past a group of would-be girlfriends who sucked their teeth at me and said my name like it was curdled milk they couldn't wait to spit out. "Here comes Miss High Yella thinking she's all that with her so-called good hair," said one. "Far as I'm concerned, she ain't nothing," said another. "Less than nothing," said a third. I shook off the memory. "Look, Mom," I said, "you don't understand." But she wasn't listening. "Most girls you know would kill to have your hair," she said. "That's just it, Mom. They hate me for it and they hate my skin. I can't do anything about my skin, okay? But my hair I can fix." I lost the argument, of course. Then, 3 weeks later, I cut it anyway.